So, there I am in London. I'm 19 years old, tanned, slim of hip. Just come back from an extended time in the Bahamas where my father was working and where I was kind of mucking around being a bit of a wastrel. My dad said, go back to England, go to university. I did. I got a job in a restaurant, or rather a nightclub, a place called Legends. It's not there anymore. However, who was a regular customer but Freddie Mercury, as well as other celebs? I'm not a very good waiter, I have to say, at the time. I'd never done it before. I kind of lied to get into the job. Major Lee comes up to me, been there a week. At the end of a shift, he says, aren't you a lucky boy? I said, why? He goes, well, Freddie wants to invite you to a party. And I said, Freddie? He goes, Freddie Mercury. I said, oh, great. Okay. He said, here's the address. I got in a cab after the shift, went to this lovely house in South Ken. Guy opens the door, and I said, hello, I'm here for a party. And he goes, yeah, Freddie's downstairs. And I went, okay. So I go downstairs. Freddie Mercury's sitting on an opulent couch. Gold, platinum records on the wall. Bottle of champagne in an ice bucket. Two glasses. Take a little bit of champagne. I sit on the edge of the couch. He's talking. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. And at some point I went, Mr. Mercury, I've got to tell you something. He goes, what? I said, I'm not gay. He said, you're not? I said, no. He said, do you want to go home? I said, I think I should. I said, okay, bye. Next day I go to work, fired! They let me go. Because I didn't put out. That's my favorite story, a greatest story of all time. I'm Carla Rota.